brotherly, am I correct? Brotherly kindness. Hallelujah. Add to your is it patience? Patience. Add to your godliness, brotherly kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is brotherly kindness? It's recognizing others. Don't be so godly until you see every other person around you as a devil. Hallelujah. Don't be so godly until you don't recognize anybody anymore. Brotherly kindness is remembering those around you. Hallelujah. Share in sharing, helping one another, praying for one another. Brotherly kindness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And add to brotherly kindness what? Charity. Hallelujah. And I say, my own definition of charity, charity means not just love. Charity means the act of demonstration of love. The act of demonstration of love. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 verse 18 say we should not love in word or in tongue, but we should love in what? In deed and in truth. Don't love only in word or in tongue. Love in deed and in truth. What is it to love in truth? Be frank to one another. Don't cover anybody's evil when you are in a position to let him know he is wrong. Rebuke your friend. Don't cover up iniquity. Love indeed. Hallelujah. Love indeed. Even the love of God. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your substance. If you say you love God, demonstrate it by substance. So also it is. He said, if you say you love the brethren and somebody came to you and is asking you, hallelujah, and is asking you, he's telling you that he is hungry and you have food to give him, you have money to give him, and then you say, oh, Nida, let me pray for you. Father, help your son, Lord. He needs money. Amen. When it is in your power to do it, is that brotherly love? Amen. He said, when it is even in your power to do good now, don't postpone it. Don't say, come back tomorrow. When it is in your position to do that now. Brotherly love, charity. Charity goes beyond just brotherly love. It's emphasizing demonstration. Demonstration of love. Demonstration. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And charity here is so important because it is the last step. The first step is faith. Add to your faith, virtue. To your virtue, knowledge. To your knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And finally what? Charity. And this is the way John told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. He said, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and a good conscience. The end of it all. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14, if you read it up to just read chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. What Apostle Paul is saying there, he said, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. The bond of perfectness, that is, charity is the seal of perfection. When you reach that, in the end time message, we call it the capstone. You know why they call it the capstone? Hallelujah. The period pyramid. Amen. William Branham brought the pyramid. The way the pyramid in Egypt, they are built. If you notice, the tip there, that triangle that should cap it up, is not there. It's not there. They do it and they leave that space on top, that little square on top. It is not. You know, when you are drawing a triangle, their own is not yet a full triangle. They leave it a little square at the top until that cap comes and fits in. And that is a perfect picture of the stature of perfection. It is the bond, charity. Hallelujah. When charity comes upon it, amen, then it is completed. That's why our final perfection will come up when Christ will come to join us. That is the seal of perfection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what charity is. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4. If you read it from verse 8 and verse 9. He said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Charity will cover the multitude of sins. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity shall cover a multitude of sin. That's the truth. That's the truth. You are able to forgive because of that godly love you have in you. Love covereth a multitude of sin. And so, Apostle Paul was teaching us, after he taught us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the gifts of the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Holy Ghost. Then in verse 13, in chapter 12, verse 31, let me read from verse 29, chapter 12, verse 29, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret? Verse 31 is my emphasis. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. What is the excellent way? Is chapter 13. That is the excellent way that he wants to show us. Verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. This is how charity works. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Speaketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come to cap up the pyramid, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I taught as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is what? Is what? Charity. Sister Chiwendu, that is the ladder. He said, you have not even taken the first step. That is, you have not even acquired virtue. And you still have six more ahead. 7 ahead. Faith. Add to your faith virtue. Add to virtue knowledge. So how will I know? How will I know? How will I know that I have attained all this? How will I know? Praise the Lord. We know it by the Spirit of God that is shed abroad in our hearts. William Branham, I always give you that example. He said that when he was an unbeliever, he was a hot temper. That's why he loved boxing. One day, one of those people around stopped him and was abusing him. You claim you're a Christian. Oh yeah? Oh yeah? Confirm to me. Confirm to me that you're a Christian. I was abusing him and saying all manner of insults on him. And they grew up together. And so he looked at him. He said, I should prove to you that I'm a Christian. He said, you have been abusing me since. The fact that you still have your teeth complete is evidence that I am born again. Amen. What of you? If it's you, what will you do? See, do you know there are Christians that still have the spirit of do me, I do you? If you do me, they have no peace until they give it back to you. Hey, just leave me, just leave me, just leave me. This Christianity, the main person, the latest person be fool. Just leave me with them. When I finish with them, he gonna say, I'm from Oba. Praise God. Now church, they make me behave like this. Now church, they make me quiet, quiet, quiet. If you don't take time, you will see the other side of me. There are Christians that still have their other side. There are some people that have trouble. You are looking for my trouble. Oh. You are looking for my trouble. Oh. If I give it to you, if I give it to you, if you like, go and tell Pastor Moses. If you like, go and tell Pastor, you hear them, they don't talk and tell, you don't hear them. Pata pata, I leave Brother Assembly. Pata pata, I leave Brother Assembly. You are looking for my trouble. Christian, Christian. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are still Christians that he say apostle, is it Peter or Paul, was talking about your conscience. If your conscience condemn you, he said God is greater than your conscience. Amen. But the truth is, some people's conscience have been seared, welded with a hot iron. So the conscience is dead. They can stand up from a prostitute and bath and come to church and still flow. Nothing is disturbing them. Nothing, 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 nothing. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eated and wiped her mouth and said, I have done no evil. Put perfume, put everything. Yes, now, then they write down for person face. They said in the right time for person face, people forget they fornicate. But why God not right time for person face itself? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody will come to church and the only weakness you have is to steal people's handset and money in their handbags. You see? Conscience is seared with a hot iron. No matter what you hear them, hear us preaching this ministry. Up to now, there are women that are living with men. Men that are living with women that they have not married. And they're in this church. How do I know? I know. I know.
How can you keep somebody, a woman in your house, and be calling her my wife? Is that how your father marry your mother?
Praise the Lord. There are so many of you that disgrace the name of the Lord. In your office there, they cannot entrust you with anything. In your office there, unbelievers will come for you to connive with them to steal money in your office. No wonder none of them will follow you come church. They know, me and you are the same now. They know. Add virtue to your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we close, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the divine nature. That is the evidence you are born again. And I say that not just evidence that you are born again, it's evidence of maturity. And these are 7 steps that you add to your faith. They are consequence of the new birth. You must grow. If you are truly born again, you will grow. It's a result of the new birth. It is the product of the new birth. It is evidence you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He says something. Let's go back to that scripture before we close on that. 2 Peter. Let's go back to that. The closing remarks there. There's a closing remark he put there. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Amen. He said, for if these things be in you, if these things be in you, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So an entrance. Study the Bible. So an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Entrance into the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, Romans chapter 14 verse 17, is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 verse 37 says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. The end of a perfect man, a perfect woman, the end is what? Peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give all diligence. Be steadfast in that. Be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Why? For many are called, but few are chosen. He added, for there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? You refuse to yield yourself to be perfected. That's all. There is nowhere where you will walk. It is yielding yourself. Yield yourself. That's all. Yield yourself. They are not somewhere where you will go and open a door and carry it and add. And go and open a door and carry it. It's a growth. It's a growth. And every day of your Christian life, today should be better than yesterday. You must watch your graph. And tomorrow must be better than today. And the only way for yesterday, for today to be better than yesterday, is for you to wake up in the morning before you start the day. And take a reflection of yesterday. How did I live my life yesterday? Was I pleasing before the Lord? Is Christ ashamed of me somewhere? Is there any stupid thing I did that put the name of the Lord to shame? Am I holding anybody now as I start today now? Am I holding anybody in my mind I've not forgiven? Have I done anything that would disconnect me from the fountain of life? He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. Have I grieved him in any way? He said, I am the temple of God. If any man defile the temple, he said, God would destroy that person. Have I defiled this temple? Remember, he said, it is not what goes in that defiles a man. It is what comes out of you that defiles you. The words that come out of your mouth. He said, sweet and bitter water cannot come out of the same fountain. This same mouth you worship God, have you used it to curse anybody? William Branham said, a Christian has no right to kiss his boyfriend, his girlfriend, until the day you are pronounced husband and wife. Have you kissed any man, sister? You have defiled the temple of God. Why carry anointing oil and toothbrush and wash that mouth? Wash that mouth. The hard type of brush, the brush that is hard, that can tear some of your gum so that you remember. When he pain you, you go remember. When that boy they come again, you go say, wait. You go remember the pain. Don't defile your temple. Stay holy. Let the accuser of the brethren come around and find nothing to accuse you of. Marriage is honorable in and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, he said God will judge. That's the truth. I took time because I didn't want to break this message. Somebody needs to hear some things sometimes. We are on a serious journey from earth to glory. A very serious journey. Satan has perverted Christianity until Christianity is looked at as a social club. If I like, I belong. If I like, I jump out. And you think it's by jumping from church to church. When you're offended in this church, you jump to another church. Christianity is more than going to church. Christianity is a relationship. Do you have that relationship with God? It is the relationship that produces this stature. Christ grew in wisdom and stature. A perfect example of every Christian. We must also grow in wisdom and stature. The stature of maturity, of perfectness. And the seal of it is that godly love. May you grow up to that stature. In the name of Jesus Christ. Chiwendu, I don't finish. Where is she there? I don't finish. Chiwendu, wave your hand. Where are you? She's there. I don't finish. Next week, I will answer, can God come in the flesh? You will see God in the flesh. Amen. We'll show you in the Bible. Let's clap our hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you love him? Do you love God? Why are you laughing? You know you're a prophet. You know where I'm going. Give him microphone. You know he's a prophet now. Where am I going? Eh?
Concerning building offering.
Building offering. You are revelated. Add to your faith money. How many of us are ready to take our offering before we dedicate the children?